USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden Friday morning speaking from Bethlehem, West Bank.
We can harness that same momentum to reinvigorate the peace process between the Palestinian people and the Israelis. I recognize how hard all these challenges must be and will be to work through. Above all, there must be an end to the violence that has devastated too many families.
President Biden is a proponent of a two-state system to resolve the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Two House Republicans introduced a bill Thursday to prevent the federal funding for transportation to get abortions. The Defunding Abortion Transportation Act was introduced by Representative Buddy Carter from Georgia and Representative Elise Stefanik from New York. Today is National Be a Dork Day. So let's give it our best. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Another lawsuit by Texas aimed at the Biden administration was written up on Thursday.
The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration seeking to block its new mandate that hospitals provide abortions if the life of the mother is at risk, even in states with bans on the procedure that do not include exceptions.
We cannot allow an out-of-control Supreme Court working in conjunction with extremist elements of the Republican Party to take away freedoms and our personal autonomy.
The lawsuit from Texas is the latest legal battle to stem from the Supreme Court's decision last month to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion nationwide. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
A new 3-digit national suicide prevention and mental health hotline goes live Saturday. The emergency number is 988. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
President Trump set a record number of business deals between neighbors in the Middle East while in office. President Biden forgot about that when he delivered another misinformation statement to Israeli television.
With the last administration, we sort of walked away from the Middle East, that we were going to create a vacuum that China and or Russia would fill. Mm-hmm. And we can't let that happen.
If you get a minute, look up the Abraham Accords. Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman, the Democrat from Connecticut, weighs in on President Trump's Middle East accomplishments and what Biden needs to translate to the Saudi crown prince.
Listen, the Abraham Accords were one of the great accomplishments of the Trump administration, certainly in foreign policy, and really one of the great developments since the modern state of Israel was established in 1948. I mean, greater even than the so-called Oslo peace agreement with the Palestinians. So I think the best thing that President Biden can do as he goes to Saudi Arabia is to try to reassure the Saudis that we're on their side and we're against Iran.
Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe was sworn in as Sri Lanka's interim president Friday until Parliament elects a successor. Sri Lanka's former prime minister resigned after mass protests over the country's economic collapse forced him from office. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.